My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we listen to a woman who claims to be Davin's scammer, Agnes. However, we can also hear Davin's actual scammer feeding her lines in the background. So listen, learn, and enjoy.
Is this a special occasion, or do they usually do this with... I wonder if they do this with a lot of people.
Just the best of the best, Joe. No, so, I mean, no, this is a move. Mm-hmm. This is a move where they get a girl to talk to make it real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they got to make it seem more real. What we're saying here, I am dealing with a real girl who doesn't know how to talk to me, and he's feeding her lines.
Oh, no,
What we're dealing with is your scammer figuring, all right, he wants to call, we'll call. Grab this broad that's down the street.
Okay, yeah. I thought for maybe a moment you guys were going, oh, no.
Either she works with these guys or is a friend of these guys, and he said, look, I need you to make a phone call. We're going to feed the lines behind you. We'll get
they
you.
Threw us a couple let's bucks
all,
to do
all,
this.
Let's also keep in mind something here, kids, something that should not be forgotten.
What?
They're calling me, spending more fucking money.
I know.
6 months.
Not a dime. Yeah. But it's close. They can smell the money. So now
I've been tightening the screws on them with the divorce and everything.
Right.
Wow. I want to hear more.
All right. Even Joe's awake.
Yeah, that perked me up.
Wakey, stupid. I told you I had good things.
Yeah. I don't feel good.
You didn't feel well?
Typing was a mistake.
It was a mistake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How's Michael doing?
He's playing with his friends.
He's playing with his friends? That's nice.
Could you rewind that for a second?
It's in the morning.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how far I can go.
No, you didn't get in the way. I just want to hear. I want to hear if he feeds that line. He's playing with his friends.
He's playing with his friends? That's nice.
Just this goes.
He's playing with his friends.
That's nice.
You heard it.
It's in the morning
in real
here.
Time.
Yeah, what is it, like 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That's cool. What are you going to do today?
Most boring conversation ever.
I'm kind of doing my laundry this morning.
Oh, wow.
You're going to do your laundry?
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounds very exciting. So what else going on?
Nothing much.
Conversation sucks.
Yeah.
But the guy speeding
is your friend with you, the one that you're staying with?
It'll pick up on this. I did.
You're so bad, Joe Curry picked up on it.
I can't believe that you can hear.
Speaking as an idiot, I picked up on it.
I can't. This is like getting the videotape of the ghost. And in the videotape, you see the picture of the projector where Scooby-Doo. And I would have gotten away with it.
But
how about
the fact that even though in my grogged out state, I'm still playing along.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going, come on, this is bullshit.
I can hear the guy telling you what to say. Wow.
Just giving him enough rope to hang himself.
That's.
With.
Do you like this development?
I love this. Oh my God.
I got to tell you. I mean, I was just like, but that one, as soon as I heard that, it kind of changed.
Well, see, Joe, here's what you got to understand. And Pip and I were talking about this. I know there's aspects of this that you are not thrilled with. I know this, but you have to trust me. I build these things up. I can't give them complete nonsense all the time.
Yeah.
If I do that, we never get to moments like this.
Right.
We never get the trust where they write porn for us and everything. I have to whisper sweet nothings.
You
whisper to Anthony to come to the compound. I whisper to scammers.
But you just hear that douchebag feeding her lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. It's just so satisfying to hear confirmation that this is bullshit.
Yeah, right. You know, she's got a point.
You know?
You know?
It's just...
Because originally when we started playing this segment, I'm like, my God, she's real. And then you're kind of too, well, you think she's real? I go, yeah, I think she's real. She's the real thing. And then he starts to play it, and then you could hear the douchebag behind him feeding her lines. And I'm like, wow, these guys really. And they're not even good at, being, you know, being pricks.
They're not even good at being subtle about it.
Write a script or something like
that.
Now,
in that offense, they think they got this guy hook, line, and stinker.
Yes.
Stinker. Anyway. they think I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm obviously not
all in. To hear such a piss poor job of a phone call.
They have no idea that he can be heard in the background.
No.
No idea. So they would be like, if they heard this replay, they'd be, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, we blew it.
Well, everybody hears it and says the same thing. But that's besides the point.
Even the American listeners are saying that.
You know, it's just, what a bunch of douchebags these people are.
What a bunch of douchebags.
We do God's work.
This is just, that's amazing. Cool. It's
been a lot of work to get to this.
Damn! Oh.
We got more. You want to hear more of this?
Yes.
No.
No, where's she at?
She's at home and I'm at a cafe.
Oh. Where are you at?
I'm at a cafe.
You're calling me from a cafe?
The toilet.
No, okay. I didn't know if you were. I didn't know where you were. How do I know where you are?
That's what I was saying. I tried you. I thought you were online, but you weren't. Because I was at the cafe. I went there with my phone.
No, I know. I wasn't all. Excuse me. I was just yawning. I wasn't online because I thought you were going to call a little bit later on. But it's good. This way, I'll just leave this hotel sooner today. I was just the only reason I stayed here last night was so I could talk to you this morning. So nice to hear you. Do you know?
I
said it's very nice to hear you.
By the way, this conversation sucks. I suck, but
do you know
I'm
that?
I'm not happy to hear your voice.
Excuse me.
But it speaks volumes.
It's been like 6 months since I
know.
I hear you.
Tomorrow is 6 months that we started talking.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, she don't know.
Would you be ready to move here? Or not?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah? Would you be able to take Michael out of school there?
Yeah. Wow. If I get a good school there.
Would you be able to take Michael out of school? Now, that is an answer she should rattle off. The guy fed her the line right behind that.
Yeah. She's
he knows the stuff. That's your guy writing all the stuff to you because he knows the deal. That's your guy, and it's
you
weird.
You mean I made sexy time with a guy?
But
yeah.
It's just,
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.